A significant portion of the 24th Congressional District is not too happy with the way things are going in Washington. You've seen it in protests, letters, and comments here in Syracuse and surrounding areas. The people are also not happy that they can't get straight answers, or any answers, out of their representative to Congress, John Katko, who has so far this term not held an open meeting of any sort. So the CNY Solidarity Coalition decided to take the initiative and hold a town hall meeting with the focus on preserving democracy. Part of that theme was that democracy is best exercised in the open with face-to-face meetings. John Katko declined to attend. Good evening. I'm Chris Bolt, WAER News and Public Affairs Director. Thanks for tuning in. WAER took part in the town hall as moderator, but the comments made were all those of people who volunteered to participate. In order to bring the opinions, concerns, and in some cases deep-seated worries of those at last weekend's meeting, we took the liberty of recording and then organizing the comments in tonight's presentation, Voices from the Town Hall. Speakers included professionals, students, construction workers, small business owners, doctors and other healthcare workers, teachers, professors, and education administrators, parents and spouses, all concerned about the future. They had specific questions of John Katko about pending bills or issues on the congressional agenda. Others shared personal circumstances and stories on matters that affect them and their community. Topics ranged from the environment to education, healthcare to immigrant and transgender rights, actions of the president to even the crumbling of democracy. But we start with some of the stronger themes of the event, just how Washington, the Congress, and the president are handling the business of democracy. This is Voices from the Town Hall.
Congressman Katko, my name is Kathleen Morton, and I am a member of the 24th Congressional District. I do wish you were physically present here with us today, but in any case, I hope you hear our questions and concerns. I honestly believe that the biggest risk to our national security is Donald Trump. One, because of the lies, falsehoods, and alternative facts that emanate daily from the White House. And secondly, because of misplaced priorities. Mr. Trump ran on the slogan of Make America Great Again. Increasing the defense budget by $54 billion and spending billions more on erecting an unnecessary wall while cutting millions of dollars from programs that strengthen the American people is not only a mistake, it is morally wrong. The strength of a tree is only as sound as its roots. The strength of a country is only as sound as her people. Cutting education, healthcare, research, environmental protections, State Department diplomatic efforts and services to the poor, the elderly, and rural America only weakens the core. And when the center weakens, the edges fray and unravel, and the tree, or the country, loses its strength and ultimately dies. Please, Mr. Katko, I implore you to reject this deplorable budget. I want my tax dollars used in helping the vulnerable among us instead of building up a war machine where nobody wins and everybody loses. We need to take heed of the words spoken by Gandhi and Hubert Humphrey, because if we don't, America will never be great again. Thank you.
Representative Katko, my name is Donna Opetisano. I have lived in Central New York all of my life, and I am your constituent. I am also a public high school teacher. I teach participation in democracy, and that is why I am deeply concerned about the state of our democracy. Under the Trump administration, so many of the basic institutions which protect this democracy are under threat. There has been a threat of the independent judiciary, a threat to the independent media, a threat to those professional folks who work in our government with institutional memory. There have been threats with civilian control of the military. All of these things are threats to our democracy as we know it. I teach my students that they have to have an active voice in their government. I teach them to stand up for what's right and to question their elected representatives. And I'm questioning you, Representative Katko, about whether or not you will stand against this terrible threat to our democracy, the delegitimization of all of those institutions that keep our democracy safe, and especially the delegitimization of our public school systems under the new proposed legislation 610, which would give away public money to vouchers to pay for private schools. It would expand school lunch programs to allow more fats in the food, to take away provisions to keep students safe, and it would take away provisions for students with disabilities. If our public schools are threatened, our democracy is threatened. Representative Katko, I would like an answer to how you are going to stand up against these threats to our democracy. Thank you.
My name is Jim Hickey. I'm from the Camillus area. My question is, Mr. Katko, where are you? What are you afraid of? Why won't you come meet with this group face to face? None of us are being paid. We have concerns. We have questions. Personally, I have called your office many, many times, and all I get is, gee, I don't know where Mr. Katko stands on this. I don't know where he stands on that. Go to our website, fill out a page, mail it in. No. We need to see you here so we can respectfully have a dialogue with you. Number two, exactly what line is it that our president has to cross before you and your colleagues, all of them, will make a stand? And save America, democracy, and possibly the world from this despicable human being.
Hi, I'm Peter McCarthy. I was wondering who supports John Katko. And it's obvious that a lot of our very thoughtful, moderate, thinking neighbors have supported him in the past. Why? Because he managed to project a public image of being very moderate and very supportive of good causes in two ways. One way, he'll make a statement that sounds good, like, I want to see Trump's tax returns, and then turn around the next day and vote against exactly what he said in public, on camera, to help Trump keep his tax returns concealed. So who supports this guy? His largest campaign contribution last time came from a firm called Elliott Management. Paul Elliott Singer is the guy. He's one of the worst of the vulture capitalists. He makes his money by buying up discounted debt from companies and countries that are about to go out of business and forcing them to pay an inflated rate back to his company. He makes a great living at it. He's one of the most successful vulture capitalists on Wall Street. He's also one of the biggest donors to things like Swift Boat Veterans to Truth, Kyle Rove's Crossroads Project, and a variety of dark money funds from the Koch brothers. He donated $50,000 to Katko's fund last time, the largest single donation, because he wants the Republicans to repeal the strongest parts of the Dodd-Frank Act, which put some limits on the worst practices of corporations and what they did to the global financial system in 07 and 08. I've got one question, Mr. Katko. What's Paul Singer going to get for the return on investment for his $50,000?
Hi, my name is Ethan Bodnarik. I'm proud to live here in Syracuse, NY24. I'm here because I'm deeply worried about the actions and the rhetoric of the Trump administration. Healthcare, the existence of climate change, immigrants and refugees, schools, the State Department, the EPA, and others are under attack, being cut, or negatively impacted. During the election, you eventually spoke out against Trump, the candidate, and reacted to being on the same ballot as Trump by saying, "That's why God made scotch." We need you to put the people you represent here first, above your party. I'm a very liberal person, and I want to show that I've got some skin in the game too. People on the left need to do more to diffuse the polarization by being open to questioning our views, by being self-critical, having more empathy for others, and getting outside our bubble and echo chambers. I'm an engineer, and in a new position, I'm spending a lot of time on construction sites with construction workers, many of whom enthusiastically voted for Trump. When I've talked to these people and said, hey, you know, the New York Safe Act doesn't actually make us safer. It isn't tailored to the actual problems of gun control. And say, hey, you know what? Many arguments against nuclear power are based on incorrect info about safety and radiation and are fear-mongering. You know what, then they listen when I push back and say, no, Hillary didn't want to take your guns. That makes no sense. And no, Trump doesn't care about everyday people. Haven't you heard of Trump University? So we can all do more, but Representative Katko, we need you to stand up for us and for democracy itself.
Hello, my name is Mark Shepard. I'm a resident of DeWitt, New York, a lifelong resident of Central New York and Syracuse area. So if Mr. Katko were here, I might say something like, what has to happen for you to become concerned about a president who continually lies? Lies. It's insane. He's making unhinged statements, and he's taking a destructive posture toward the free press, toward the intelligence agencies, through the towards the judiciary, anyone or anything that challenges him or his interests. If that's not a threat to democracy, I don't know what is. I'm deeply troubled by this administration's far-reaching connections to the wealthy Russian oligarchs and who have been called a network of thugs and thieves and the Russian government officials. If a formal proposal is put forth, I hope you will support a bipartisan commission to investigate Russians' actions in our elections and the ties to Trump administration appointees and surrogates. Please, it's the only right thing to do if you are going to put the country before your political party and interests.
Get the compulsories out of the way first. It's an hour and a half in, nobody's been shouted down yet. So I think you can come. The other things for the record, my name's Dean Ripley, I'm from Phoenix. This is my crappy New York license, so I am here on my own accord. I'm a capitalist, I'm a Republican, I'm a small business owner, quote, job creator. I'm an expert in healthcare, the tax code, and the social compacts that are Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid, because my business requires it. I'm also part of the 2%, but I also know my history really well. And a lot of days I'm pretty terrified right now on behalf of my family, my clients, and my employees. Although I didn't vote for the con man, I was to some degree willing to give him a chance. He's our president, you get behind him, but I sure as hell don't think most Republicans like me voted for Steve Bannon or Stephen Miller. I'm not terrified about the health care bill, I'm incensed about it because it's horrible policy. The ACA is not collapsing. If people theoretically will buy insurance, if they're given the right choices, how did we have all the uninsured before the ACA was passed? I've been licensed to sell health insurance for 23 years, and that is an absolute false fact that's being put out. We have an executive branch determined to destroy our democracy as I've known it, which I depend on for my family's safety, my clients' security, because it's evident that many of Mr. Katko's Republican colleagues are willing to risk our democracy for craven political calculations to push through an ideological agenda just before the catastrophe strikes. If there is a 2018 election, it will be a referendum on who put the country over the party.
Good afternoon, Mr. Katko. My name is Chad Dawson. I'm a retired professor from SUNY ESF. Yeah, I know. You've heard a lot of letters and emails and phone calls from me about environmental issues. I don't even know where to begin on that subject. But I'm not going to step aside of that, because I'm not going to be as polite as the rest of the people here today. I'm going to call you out on two things. I stood next to you at the Blarney Stone as a protester, and I heard you say, oh, I'm for this, and I'm for that, and I'm all for this and that. And several people said, but your record, and you cast aspersions on those people. You told them they hadn't read it right. I went home and looked it up. Your record is an abomination. What you're saying is not what you're voting for. I'm calling you out on it. If you're going to do what you say, let's see it. We're going to watch you. There's a report card out there. You can go to any website. You can find out how he's voting. Second issue. You said that if people called for Trump's tax returns, if people wanted some investigation of Russia, you would get behind it. I'm calling you out on that. You screamed bloody murder over Hillary's emails 3 times. Where are you now? I want your leadership, not your acquiescence to a process. I want to see you get out and write those articles of impeachment. I want you to lead us. You said you could face down people. You said you had death threats and you didn't care. I want to see it right now. Where are you, Representative Katko? Do what you said you could do.
You're listening to WAER Syracuse 88.3 FM. Thanks for joining us. Coming up, people would like straight answers on big issues and major bills in Congress. That's next on Voices from the Town Hall.
WAER is a resource for news, information, analysis, and a wide range of perspectives that inspire you to think and help you grow. We're all about independent journalism for independent thinkers. We're supported by listeners who value independence in their lives and in their communities. Support the values that you want reflected in your journalism and in the information and perspectives available to you and to everyone in your community. Give at WAER.org.
You're listening to WAER Syracuse 88.3 FM. I'm Chris Bolt. Some speakers at last weekend's event have direct questions for Mr. Katko about his views and how he might vote on specific issues. They came armed with bill numbers and research. Several echoed frustration at not being able to get clear answers about voting and how they are being represented. Voices from the Town Hall continues.
My name is Carol Pushaver. I am a longtime resident of Liverpool and a constituent of Congressman Katko. And you know what? I don't think America ever stopped being great. When he says, make America great again, when did it stop? If Congressman were here today, I would ask him, you know, each week that unfolds has with it a new share of alternative facts, assaults on the media, security indiscretions, you name it. And my question would be, have you determined for yourself some kind of tipping point at which Mr. Trump will have gone too far? And if so, could you please kind of share with us what that might be, what the metrics are? What specific measures can we count on you to hold him accountable? I'm afraid what we're seeing is increasingly a government of the 1%, by the 1%, for the 1%. I received a letter from you saying you are a member of a congressional bipartisan committee called No Labels. I would like to encourage you in that for open dialogue. And I really would like to see Mr. Trump's tax returns. Thanks.
My name is Diane Swords, and I'm speaking about one issue that I find extremely urgent that I work on through the Nuclear Free World Committee of Syracuse Peace Council, We work against nuclear weapons and nuclear power, and for all the things that the money could buy if they were not going to these horrific weapons. Our democracy is based on the idea of representation, but I have not been represented during Mr. Katko's term. Our committee has tried to meet with you. We've gotten meetings with very polite staffers who probably bring our issues to you, but we don't get responses as to where you stand on the things that we've met about. I've called numerous times about the Restricting First Use of Nuclear Weapons Act of 2017, that is H.R. 669. I've not heard back from you nor your staff, and there's nothing on your website about your issue. And this is one that affects all of us here and all over the planet. Speaking of this bill brings me to the second point about democracy. It's a fluke of our democratic process that one man has complete control over our nuclear weapons. Checks and balances do not apply here. This is problematic enough in earlier administrations, but with a president who's egotistical, volatile, and uninformed, it's utterly alarming. The bill I mentioned would require that the president could not launch a nuclear first strike without a declaration of war by Congress. That's a tiny first step.
Hi, my name is Mary Cunningham. I'm a long-term resident for the last more than 40 years. Here in Syracuse, and I am not a paid, whatever it is, agitator. But my question to you, Senator, Representative Katko, is do you believe that we all have the right to vote and that voting is not a privilege? Because those laws are going to come in front of you, those opportunities to support the right to vote and the right to have our vote counted are going to come in front of you. There has been a proposal to eliminate or defund the Election Assistance Commission. It is the only federal agency that checks whether our electronic voting machines are hacked. That cannot happen. We need to make sure that all our protections and rights to vote, and we need to hear from you that you will stand up for them. While you do not vote for a Supreme Court justice, there is a Supreme Court justice who recently has been proposed, and it has turned out that he has not protected the right to vote. It will come before you in some way or other, and you need to be able to tell us that you will protect our right to vote and to have our vote counted. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Rachel May. I live in Syracuse, and I could not be prouder to be part of this district with all its passion and concern, and I hope you, Congressman Katko, are also proud of this district. You deserve some credit for being one of the few Republicans in Washington who has publicly acknowledged the facts about climate change and the reality that humans are responsible for it. But your voting record hasn't followed through on that stated belief that you have that this is a problem. And even just recently, you voted to help the fossil fuel companies with giveaways of various kinds. For example, you voted to allow coal companies to dump pollution in streams, and you voted to allow oil companies to hide their profits overseas. And there are any number of other votes that you've taken over the last years that are diametrically opposed to what you say about climate change. So my question for you is, what will you do and what can the federal government do to make a difference in, for the better in climate change, and where will you draw the line and stop supporting the fossil fuel companies? Thank you.
Hello. Mr. Katko, my name is Albert Tubbert. I'm from Liverpool. I'm not just a constituent. I did vote for you. I'm not a Republican, but I voted for you. So Donald Trump, our president, has threatened to pull federal funds from sanctuary cities. As you should know, Syracuse is a sanctuary city. Now, he can't do this by himself. He requires Congress's help to do this. Currently in committee, there is a bill called H.R. 83, Mobilizing Against Sanctuary Cities, introduced by Representative Lou Barletta. There are 9 other Republican co-sponsors of this bill. This bill would bar federal financial assistance for 1 year to any city that doesn't report citizenship status to ICE. This sounds like not representing your district. So I would like to know, will you represent our district and not just Republican values? 4 of the other co-sponsors of this bill have sanctuary cities within their districts, and I think it's a betrayal of their districts to pull funding from them. Thank you.
Thank you first to all of my fellow 24th for being here. If only our congressmen could see your beautiful faces. So thank you. My name is Diane Brandley-Brickman, and I am a voter in the 24th. I work with a couple of local environmental groups that advocate for sustainability and groups that understand that the air, the land, and the water are the only reasons we can survive. And this administration is already deconstructing environmental legislation and the horrifying agenda that is already being put out there. We're selling off our environment to corporate interests, and it's absolutely unacceptable. So I had you 30 seconds. This one thing popped up in my Facebook feed this morning as I was maniacally searching through it. And this was a new House bill. So Congressman Katko, House Bill H.R. 1452, No Taxpayer Revenue Used to Monetize the Presidency Act. This is about Trump utilizing properties that he owns for his meetings, for his winter retreat. And this money is going back into his pocket because he refuses to step away from his businesses. Time's up. Thank you very much.
Good afternoon. I'm Betty DeFazio, and I am paid by Planned Parenthood. And I am here today as a constituent of the 24th Congressional District. Planned Parenthood has been in this community for well over 90 years, standing by people like the patients who spoke earlier and the volunteer who talked about escorting patients into our building. Dr. Carlberg said the Affordable Care Act is working. And she's right. By having insurance available to women in this country, abortion rates are at their 30-year low because women can now get affordable contraception. Congressman Katko, I applaud your concern about the health care repeal that is about to be voted on Thursday. However, my question to you is, why would we turn the clock back? There are many people in this room who have stood with Planned Parenthood, and I sincerely appreciate your standing by us and standing with us. But we have patients who rely on a range of services that are about to be eviscerated by the budget put forward by our executive, Donald Trump. I hope, Congressman Katko, that you fully take those individuals into mind as you make some decisions about how this country is going to move forward. Thank you.
I'm Dawn Holman from Oswego, New York. Representative Katko, I have contacted your office so many times about the importance of common sense gun laws. You finally responded to me on October 6th, and I would like to quote from the letter that you sent me. It is critical that we address mental health in this country by helping to treat individuals who suffer with mental illness and prevent them from harming themselves and others. I will support measures that help identify those who do not have the mental capacity to own firearms and prevent these individuals from purchasing them. Yet, recently you voted to repeal two rules, one for the SSA and the other for Veterans Administration to report such individuals to a national criminal background check agency. So my question to you is very simple, Representative Katko, what changed?
My name is Greg Sawinski. I live about five blocks from here. And I came here 28 years ago, only for 5 years. I hope your eyes are wide open, Mr. Katko, because today we enter into a new world order, the order of unfettered capitalism. It's an economy based on exclusion, inequality, and exploitation, where money rules absolutely. Now, my question is to you. The Muslims and the Mexicans are our first target for this new administration. Who is next on that list? Because this theme of hatred must continue if they're going to succeed. So my question is, will it be the Chinese, the Irish, the gay, the lesbians, me? My second question is, your votes speak much louder than your words. I have been a workplace health and safety scientist for approaching 40 years. And so I take really dear to my heart the carnage that happens every day in American workplaces. 5,000 people are killed every single year. I see you vote against OSHA funding. I see you vote against OSHA policy. I see the votes coming down the line to eliminate trade unions. These are repeating themes of 50, 60 years ago. So I urge you to find the intestinal fortitude and the spine that you'll need in this future that's coming rapidly. And we all hope that you do act like a nation of greatness where we don't count the billionaires and millionaires and the nuclear weapons. We treat the people who are marginalized. That's the society, the history that will be recorded. And Mahatma Gandhi said that a long time ago. Thank you.
My name is Mary Kuhn, and I've lived in Syracuse since 1966, 13210, 13207, and now 13214. I just have two questions for Katko. I've called, I've written, and I get nothing, either silence or form letter. Two questions. Steve Bannon has called for the total and complete destruction of the administrative state. What do you think of that? If you agree, please say so. If you don't, please speak out. Number two, there is a proposal for a national right to work law which will destroy unions in this country. Where do you stand on that? I would love to hear the answer to that. And your office has my phone number, my landline, my cell phone, and my home address. Please answer.
Representative Katko, my name is Tom Schmitz. I'm a Vietnam combat veteran. I spent 10 years as a professional soldier. Then I resigned as a conscientious objector. I see the president's huge increase in the defense budget, homeland security, and border security budgets, but deep cuts to the State Department. To me, that says less negotiation, more war. I came to Syracuse in 1976 to attend SU Law School, and my two children graduated from Nottingham High School. I then spent 27 years as a human services director for a major church and social service agency that serves poor and working poor people in upstate New York, including all of your congressional district. What will you do to stop the draconian cuts in Meals on Wheels, food stamps, school lunches, Medicaid, and low-income home energy assistance program? Why such huge tax breaks for the richest 1% of Americans? Congressman Katko, what will you do to support economic justice and peace? Thank you.
You're listening to WAER Syracuse 88.3 FM. Glad to have you with us this evening. Healthcare, clean water and air, human and civil rights. What are people worried about having taken away? That's next on Voices from the Town Hall.
Think about why you started listening to WAER. To be more knowledgeable at work and in conversations with friends. Knowledge is valuable and worth paying for. Our contributing listeners make it possible for WAER to bring you all the programs that keep you so well informed. They provide the most reliable share of our funding. Now that you know how important listener support is to WAER, how about making your first contribution? Give at WAER.org.
This is WAER Syracuse 88.3 FM. I'm Chris Bolt. Syracuse is not unlike other areas in its concerns over the direction in Washington and the country. People's professional and private lives play a part in their worries about the future. Voices from the Town Hall continues.
Hi, my name's Dr. Mary Beth Carlberg. I'm a family practice physician out in Skaneateles, and this is what I would like to say to Representative Kako. Poverello Clinic's a free health clinic run by the Franciscan nuns on the north side. My husband and I volunteered there for many years prior to the passing of the ACA. When it passed, I stopped going because now finally everyone could afford health care. However, the clinic continued on, as did my husband, over the next 6 years. A few months ago, I returned. 6 years ago, it was overwhelming. You would walk into a waiting room of 35 to 50 people, and we all scrambled to see diabetics with sugars over 500, undiagnosed cancers with limited options for treatment, all kinds of maladies out of control. I hated it. We were flying by the seat of our pants, pulling drug samples we'd collected from physicians' offices, relying on free insulin samples donated sparingly from drug reps. Then I returned a month ago. I saw two healthy pre-employment physicals and a Guatemalan visiting his family. ACA had worked. And it worked for my brother-in-law, who has MS. And it works for my sister-in-law, who has disabling rheumatoid arthritis. And then I recalled the day after the election. My daughter, a family medicine resident in Denver, called me incredulous. She told me of how she had just run into her chief resident in the hall. Their eyes met, they embraced, and they started crying. What was going to happen to their clinic patients now? It's hard as a doctor to stare someone in the face and say, I'm sorry, you have to be wealthy to be healthy. I'm sorry you can't afford to prevent the stroke you're going to die from because you can't afford to be cared for. Yes, I understand your taxes will pay for the pothole on Erie Boulevard, but not the pothole in your heart. Yes, I understand that Medicare is similar to a single payer system and charges 2 cents on the dollar for administrative costs, while private insurance pays 12 cents, or it costs 12 cents. Yes, I understand our prestigious JAMA, Journal of American Medical Association, recently reported that a single-payer system would save $400 to $500 billion annually in administrative costs, more than enough to cover the increased costs from increased lives covered. I thank Congressman Kako if he votes no on Thursday, as he publicly claims he will. But I'm also angry that I had to come here today. Public speaking is people's number one fear. Many of us will remember that we had spent time on the phone, writing emails, walking in marches, having to protect our amazing country from this mentally sick and amoral president. Because our Congress did not. Because our Congress has no one to speak truth to power, and untold damage is done to this incredible country that used to value the most vulnerable among us. Congressman Kako, we all are having PTSD, and the longer Congress supports Trump, the deeper our wounds and memories will be.
Thank you.
My name is Elaine Walter. I am also a lifetime Syracusan and member of Congressman Katko's district. I had a letter from him recently about a vote on Title 10. I had written to him about Title 10, and his response was, I've seen through my wife Robin, a nurse in women's health care, the importance of accessible and affordable family planning and women's health services, and I can assure you I'm committed to supporting policies which ensure all Central New York women have access to this great quality of care. However, Congressman Katko is not a supporter of Planned Parenthood. He has voted against the Title X funding to be allowed in other states for Planned Parenthood. That was what we had written about. So I wanted to reiterate something I had written to him before the Affordable Care Act information came out, which says he's going to vote against it, although I have my concerns about whether he will stick with that if his vote is really needed and or if something changes between now and Thursday. But nevertheless, I do not understand the demonizing of Planned Parenthood by the GOP. I volunteer at our Syracuse clinic, and every week I see hundreds of clients, women and men from all walks of life, who come to the Center for Health and Wellness Services. They come because it's affordable, welcoming, non-judgmental, and provides the services they need and want. They are not forced to come. They come because they are cared for with respect and dignity. I'm going to skip some of this because I don't want to take up too much time, but my concern is if Medicaid funds which currently can't be used to fund any aspect of abortion services, are not going to be allowed to fund any aspect of Planned Parenthood, why would we be jeopardizing the Medicaid recipients from getting their preferred provider services for their regular covered services? How does this make any sense? And if the proposed plan includes the concept of changing Medicaid to a block grant for states to use, I'm concerned that it won't be too long before the block grants become inadequate to support current services and our most vulnerable citizens will have even less health care coverage. If the goal is to effectively close affordable Planned Parenthood centers to the Medicaid population, where do you think they will go? Where else will, who else will accept the Medicaid reimbursement in sufficient numbers to adequately serve the need?
My name is Peter Canavo. I've lived in this district for 14 years, and I teach environmental studies at Hamilton College. I'm concerned about a lot of things, but especially concerned about Donald Trump's evisceration of the EPA, of climate change programs, of the Great Lakes cleanup program, and his real hostility toward any kind of environmental protection. Congressman Katko, 20 years ago, Sherwood Bollert, who is a representative from the neighboring district, stood up to other members of the Republican Party who were trying to dismantle our environmental laws. Will you follow his example? You call yourself an independent. Are you going to oppose Trump and members of your own party who want to abolish the EPA, who think that money spent on climate change programs is a waste of money? And also, you, in your ads, you bragged about how you've faced down criminals as a prosecutor. Well, if you had the courage to do that, I hope you have the courage to face your own constituents. We're not that scary.
Hi, my name is Jesse Harasta, and I live in Syracuse, and I've been living here for about 10 years. I was born in the United States, but I'm the descendant of immigrants. My wife and my stepson were not born in the United States, and to allow them to live here permanently and for my stepson to attend college, we had to go through a process of extreme vetting, which currently exists and is incredibly costly and incredibly difficult and is too hard for too many immigrants and too many families out there. And my stepson graduated from this high school, Nottingham. And the incredible thing about this high school and about this city is that it is a city of so many peoples from so many lands and so many languages and so many immigrants. And your district, Representative Katko, is a district of a city of immigrants. And I ask you to please recognize that you don't just represent suburbs, but that you also represent one of New York's largest cities and an incredibly diverse city and a city that's hurting and a city that, if we lose federal funding, will hurt all the more. And I ask you to please help us with sanctuary cities, like the previous speaker said, but also with supporting community block development grants and all sorts of assistance to urban life. Thank you.
My name is Alan Kolsky, and I'm a resident of Syracuse, New York, 13210. Congressman Katko, I'm sorry you can't be here today to meet with your constituents. You said you don't want to engage in meaningless political theater, but without your presence here today, that's what this meeting may become. If this event seems theatrical, then the fault doesn't lie with your constituents. The problem is not that we need to express our concerns today. The problem is that you're not willing to hear us. Mr. Katko, we believe you are a reasonable man, and you have tried to do some real good while you're in office. We appreciate your efforts to protect our country from the threat of international terrorism. But many of us are here today because we feel there are much more imminent threats to our democracy, such as these. When a U.S. presidential election is tainted with interference by a hostile Russian government, that is a threat to our democracy. When the president tries to issue a Muslim travel ban in clear violation of the fundamental American principle of religious tolerance, sir, that is a threat to our democracy. When the president personally attacks federal judges, or when the president's own legal team claims that the president's actions are somehow above the law and not subject to judicial review, that is a serious threat to our democracy. When the president claims our free press is the enemy of the people, or when he plans to eliminate some of the best journalism we have by defunding the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, that is a dangerous threat to our democracy. And when the president refuses to release his tax returns or divest himself from his own business interests, potentially using our country and our foreign policy as a means to enrich himself, that is also a threat to our democracy. Congressman Katko, my question for you is this. Do you share our concerns about these internal threats to our democracy as displayed by the current administration? If not, why not? And if so, then what are you prepared to do about it?
Hi, my name's Martha Reed. I'm relatively new compared to many of you. This is the middle of, well, end of my fourth winter in Syracuse. I'm here today to speak about something very dear to me. My daughter graduated from Nottingham High School. I'm really happy to be here where she went to school. My daughter is a trans woman. The Attorney General of the United States has withdrawn the Justice Department's support for the bathroom bill court case. Trans people are not predators in bathrooms. They simply want to use the bathroom to do the things that all people do in the bathroom. Constituent. Trans people are the most vulnerable population in this country. Trans people of color, trans women of color are the most vulnerable of the most vulnerable. What will you do? We come to you today for an advocate for what feels like an incredibly hostile federal government. What will you do to stand up for us? To represent the values of Central New York. We're counting on you, and we're watching.
I'm David Maynard. I am a lifelong resident of Syracuse. I grew up four blocks away down Ramsey Ave, and I now live six blocks away. Gone far in my life. I'm a past and future member of the 17th Ward Democratic Committee that I proudly served on. And once I end this job as the principal at Nottingham High School, then I'll begin that again in earnest. I'm here to speak for my refugee population, immigrant population here at Nottingham. They are a wonderful addition to the school. They make this school the most diverse in the area by far. They are about 30% of my population. I had a night the other night, we went over to Franklin to meet with the parents who have difficulty getting over to Nottingham, and many of them are over on the north side of Syracuse, so we had a night, we went over there. We had over 150 people show up. These are people who are deeply invested in their children's education. They are here to live the American dream that most of us came here to live, our ancestors. It's important that we continue to support them. I'd like to call out my superintendent for supporting that population, Jaime Alizea, who's going to be a wonderful addition to the school system. And I'd like to also call attention to my mayor, Stephanie Miner, in the back. Okay. for standing firm in her belief that this is a place where we welcome refugee people, and they are here to stay. And the folks in the audience, when this all comes and goes, and things come down, those people are going to need your help. And I hope that you will help them. Thank you so much.
Hello, my name is Tula Goenka. I'm an immigrant. I live in the university neighborhood. I have lived in Syracuse for the last 20 years. I'm a professor at Syracuse University. I am the co-president of the Nottingham Parent and Teacher Association, which is called FACES. And I would like to welcome Representative Katko if he had been here, just like I welcome all of you. Welcome to Nottingham. And what I would really like to ask Representative Katko is, what is he going to do for public education? What is he going to do for children like my daughter, who's actually doing really well having gone through Nottingham, Ed Smith and Nottingham? She is currently a college student in Washington, D.C., and she's interning at Planned Parenthood right now, and I could not be prouder of her. I also would like to remind Representative Katko that we are standing on Onondaga Nation land, and what is he going to do to make sure that we look after this country and this land for the next seven generations? It's not only about lining our pockets for the current for ourselves, it's actually protecting the land and Mother Earth for the next seven generations. Thank you.
Hello all, my name is Don Hughes, and I want to thank WAER and SU and all the organizers for putting together this fabulous, fabulous town hall meeting. Unfortunately, there's a person missing. So I'm an educator, I'm a parent, both of my kids, I'm proud to say, graduated from Nottingham High School. I have a message for you, Mr. Katko. I'd like to say to you that Donald Trump is a threat to the future of this planet. Not only a threat to the future of the district, the state, and the country, but the whole planet. He has put forward a budget which seriously slashes EPA's budget. He's put a man in charge of EPA, Scott Pruitt, whose mission is to destroy the agency, who has already removed the word science from the agency's mission on the website. He's put in place Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, whose only job prior to becoming Secretary of State was to work for ExxonMobil. I teach environmental science, and I have to stand up in front of the class and tell my students, so here's this chart, and it shows on the bottom parts per million of carbon dioxide. And then it shows all these predictions of what will happen as those numbers go up and up. We're at 400. It's not looking good, kids. Mr. Katko, it's time for you to stand for climate change, for true science, for reality, unlike our current president. Thank you.
My name is Ian Phillips. I'm from Auburn, New York. I wasn't planning on speaking, but I was moved to come up here, so bear with me. I don't have as great prepared remarks as you all did. I first off want to say I'm here today because we are a nation of immigrants. My great-grandparents came from Ireland, so a couple of days ago, I celebrated in the normal way that we all do around here, but I also was proud to see the Taoiseach of Ireland remind the president that St. Patrick was an immigrant. I was in New York City on the day that the Muslim ban came out, and I saw the faces on television, and I thought of my grandparents who fled their country during the famine. I had the pleasure during college of being in Ireland and working in the parliament there, and walking through St. Stephen's Green and the pictures and the monuments to the starving children there. So when we see on the news children who are face down fleeing from Syria, we need to be picturing our own children. And we need to be picturing our own grandparents fleeing in times of famine and war. I'm concerned. John Katko uses the word concerned when he thinks about this issue. He uses the word concerned more than any other person I've ever seen. But he votes with this president 91% of the time. There's a saying, words without deeds are dead. And there's a time now, and the time is not time for concern. The time is for courage. And I wish our representative would show the same courage that my grandparents did and that Syrian refugees and refugees from all around the world are showing now, and stand up to this man on behalf of his ancestors and behalf of all our ancestors. We are strong because we are a nation of immigrants. Every society that has put up walls has failed, and I don't want to see that for our great nation. Thank you very much.
You've been listening to Voices from the Town Hall here on WAER 88.3 FM. Thanks for listening. The CNY Solidarity Coalition organized the event. Congressman Katko was invited to this and other town hall events. He was also given the opportunity, and will be again, to respond in general or to any of the specific issues raised. He has made public appearances at events around specific issues, most recently regarding his task force on youth mental health. He also has a panel discussion on heroin and synthetic drugs coming up March 30th at 6:30 in the Oswego City Hall. If you missed portions of tonight's program, Voices from the Town Hall can be heard in full on our website, waer.org. This is WAER Syracuse. Have a good evening.
Donate at waer.org.